Welcome to the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Wednesday, December 4th, 2019. I'm Dan Hyman. Impeachment hearings begin in the House Judiciary Committee today. With a 300-page report from the Intelligence Committee in hand, members of Judiciary will start with the legal definition of high crimes and misdemeanors as set out in the Constitution as grounds for impeachment. Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says their investigation has turned up undeniable proof that President Donald Trump led a months-long effort that included members of his cabinet in withholding military aid to force Ukraine to provide dirt on Trump's domestic political opponents. And Schiff says ordering administration officials to ignore subpoenas and refuse to testify is a classic example of obstruction. He says Congress has to address that at risk of leaving future lawmakers all but powerless against future presidents. In response, Trump sharply attacked Schiff in personal terms, calling him sick, a deranged individual, and a liar. Republicans in Congress say impeachment is a purely political attack with no basis in fact. Manhattan federal prosecutors say they plan to add new charges against two associates of the president's personal lawyer. Rudy Giuliani's business partners Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman are charged with laundering hundreds of thousands of dollars for campaign donations, but they've also been accused in the impeachment inquiry of carrying out Giuliani's orders to dig up dirt on Trump's political opponents in Ukraine. Prosecutors told a court Monday they plan to expand the case against them. Hundreds of striking bus drivers with the Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority returned to the picket lines in Northern Virginia this week after a short Thanksgiving break. They say privatized routes have created unsafe workplaces as companies try to cut corners, and the drivers say their families can't survive on the health insurance plan they're being offered.
The strike by Amalgamated Transit Union Local 689 is now in its second month. It's the result of the union's first contract negotiations with Transdev, a French company subcontracted by WMATA to run the facility. Workers are pushing for safer work conditions and the same pay and benefits as unionized metro workers, according to Local 689 president Raymond Jackson.
What Transdev saying is not just that you make $12 an hour less than your counterparts, but they're saying is we're willing to pay you a grand total of 60 cents more over the next 3 years.
In an email statement, Transdev disputes the union's claims. This is the first metro bus strike in 41 years. For Public News Service, I'm Diane Bernard.
This is PNS. Arguments about a lawsuit over nutrient pollution from large hog farms in Iowa's Raccoon River are moving to that state's Supreme Court. Plaintiffs want to reduce the impact of the concentrated feeding operations on an important source of drinking water.
Iowa Citizens for Community Improvement and other groups have tried for years to slow the growth of the hog industry in Iowa. The lawsuit asks the court to order mandatory limits on nitrogen and phosphorus pollution entering the Raccoon River watershed. Abby Landhouse with CCI says Iowans deserve clean water.
There's a lot of factory farms, and so it is one of the most polluted waterways, and it provides drinking water to all of the metro surrounding Des Moines, so that's 500,000 people.
2 years ago, a similar lawsuit filed by the Des Moines Water Works over high nitrite levels was dismissed by a federal judge who suggested Iowa's water quality is an issue for the legislature. State lawmakers implemented the Iowa Nutrient Reduction Strategy, but Abby Landhouse argues that because it's only voluntary, it isn't enough. I'm Roz Brown.
A scientific advisory committee meeting this week in North Carolina will look at the EPA's standards for tiny particles in the air. The consensus is this smallest particulate matter threatens the health of any that breathe it. But they say it's unlikely the EPA will change clean air rules.
Millions of Americans live in counties where breathing the air is linked to increased risk of lung cancer, early death, and other health problems. John Bachman is a former associate director for science and policy.
EPA has previously determined there is a causal relationship between fine particles and mortality.
An independent panel of scientists recently concluded that the EPA's current standard isn't enough to protect human health. But Bachman predicts the EPA is likely to maintain that the current standards are sufficient. The EPA is expected to make a decision on changing the standards sometime next year. I'm Nadia Ramlagan.
There's been positive movement in reducing racial gaps in prison populations across the U.S., according to a new report. However, there's a long way to go.
The report from the Council on Criminal Justice says fewer Black Americans are being arrested for drug crimes and violent crimes. Adam Gell, president of the Nonpartisan Council, says the report looks at data between the years 2000 and 2016, and the findings provide a glimmer of hope.
Many of the racial gaps are shrinking, particularly among women and particularly for drug offenses. The gaps are still huge, but this is a problem that has gone from worse to bad.
For example, the report says in 2000, African Americans were imprisoned for drug crimes at 15 times the rate of whites, but that ratio had fallen to just under 5-1 by 2016. Mike Moen, Public News Service.
I'm Dan Hyman for Public News Service, member and listener supported, and online at publicnewsservice.org.